they went charter. They consolidated with another school in a different district that was staying open and opened a charter school. So I would just say that it is a very politically sensitive issue when it comes to money, consolidation anyways, let alone when you throw charters in the mix. But in some places, they've sort of viewed that as a way to keep the schools open.
Have there been instances where an entire community with five or six schools, in order to escape some requirement, simply said, fine, we're all charter schools?
There have been, Mr. Chairman, there have been some examples of that. And they've been, some cases, one, two, or three schools, very small districts, and other cases, up to 8 to 10 schools. Places in California and Massachusetts and others.
And the success or non-success of that approach?
Mr. Chairman, they've literally happened in the last few years. And so successful in terms of it was in each of the communities that's done that, it was something that it's interesting, the partnerships between sort of some of the district leaders, the union leaders, and individual schools to make that happen. But success in terms of student results, I haven't seen any research on those yet.
Okay. With that, I think we've had all the testimony that it was available for us, and so I'd like to thank everybody for coming. I can't leave yet, Mr. Rose. Carl, I haven't finished yet. You're invited to have some pizza. With that, we'll close the meeting. Thank you very much.